I think this is a very important piece of legislation and I support its introduction. The rise in the involvement of young people in crime is very concerning. 400 drug offences were committed by children and adolescents aged 10 to 17 in 2016, and that number has risen to approximately 1,000 in 2020. It is clear that legislation is needed to address this, but we can't rely on legislation alone, and I wish to speak to that fact today as well. Young people in this country shouldn't face recruitment into crime, and we should be doing all in our power to address this, not just at an urban level, but at a national level as well. The National Prevalence Study in 2017 has shown that the same issues were seen by Garda juvenile liaison officers nationally and were not confined to urban areas. It is for this reason that I support this bill's intention to make it an offence for an adult to compel, coerce, direct or deceive a child for the purpose of causing the child to commit a crime, and the intention to make it an offence to induce or invite a child to commit a crime. There have been a number of reports over the last two decades which have analysed the issue of children in Ireland being recruited to commit a crime, and they all underline the need for legislative intervention in this area. This legislation is welcome and timely given the significant rise of young people involved in crime. I think an important aspect of the legislation is that it is not a requirement for a child to intend to commit a crime or for a child to be prosecuted for an offence, for an adult to be charged in trying to engage a child in criminality. It is important that we intervene as early as possible and not wait until a child has actually committed a crime before an adult is prosecuted for their involvement. Another important aspect of this bill is that lower levels of criminality are involved. Facilitating earlier intervention by capturing lower levels of criminality that children may be recruited to engage in before progressing to more serious offending is extremely important. However, I believe we should also be looking at ensuring even earlier intervention than this. It has been reported time and time again that adults within the criminal network often recruit and groom certain vulnerable local children to commit crimes. The University of Limerick's Greentown report shows that children are often selected as such because of their personal vulnerability, family history of criminal association through elder siblings, poor supervision, parenting capacity comprised by alcohol and drug misuse, absence or ineffective father figure, or a combination of all these factors. It is important that we are getting to vulnerable young people before they are targeted, and the Greentown report also recommended the design of a programme to include interventions with children and their families to help them withstand the influence of criminal networks. We are so quick to jump to legislation and to persecution as the answer without considering other and oftentimes more effective approaches. Why? Because it's less costly and a quick fix to introduce legislation, and it doesn't involve any real proper engagement with communities or the issues they are facing. And God forbid we actually go to the root of the problem and address the fact that it's often severe income inequality and poverty that causes these issues in the first place. We need to start addressing the reasons young people might want to engage in crime. The Juvenile Justice Crime and Early Intervention Study in 2011 detailed the substantial social reasons for the involvement of children in criminal activity. It highlighted the respect and validation that young people derived from their participation in gangs and criminal activity. The reality is that in most cases the state has absolutely failed these young people and their communities in search of another structure that might support them and give them a sense of validation and dignity within their lives. A lot of young people turn to criminal gangs. The role of social stratification and the engagement of young people in crime cannot be underestimated here. It is all well and good for legislation to be discussed and debated in this chamber, but we need to base it off reality and consider its actual application. And the reality is, as the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission has pointed out, children involved in the criminal networks are often groomed by older family members, including parents. Are we going to force children to give evidence against their own family members, or are we really considering what position we are putting the child in this case? Should their family members, particularly parents, face prosecution, have we really considered the effect that this may have on the child as well? As well as this, would an unintended consequence of this legislation be more pressure on young people to recruit their peers into crime? As we know, peer pressure is very influential and can oftentimes be even more influential than pressure from adults. Again, I support this bill, but I think that the age should be raised to at least 21, because I think 18 is far too young. And as I said, legislation is not enough. We need to ensure that we are addressing the root cause of crime and if we are serious about addressing this issue. The root cause of crime is not crime itself, but the circumstances that force young people to consider crime as a way of advancement. Ultimately, unless we address those issues, we will never see the reduction in lives being destroyed by involvement in crime or the causes of the crime as well. And one other thing that I'm concerned about is the likelihood or otherwise of this legislation actually being implemented. Very often the passing of legislation in the House gives an impression that the problem is solved, which is far from the fact. And will this piece of legislation actually be implemented, and will it be implemented in a timely manner as well? I think the list of bills that are only part implemented and part enacted and that they're across all departments is actually shocking. And I think that shows the legislative process, undermines the legislative process, and undermines the idea that problems solve once legislation is passed here in the House, and that's not actually the case. And so I think that's vitally important as well.